Jesus, the Son of God. Matthew 3:17. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." New King James Version. I've blogged about Jesus, our deliverer from sin, Jesus, our access to the kingdom, and Jesus, our access to the blessings. All of this helps us to understand the multifaceted purpose of our Lord and Savior. Today, I will blog about Jesus, the Son of God. Everything we can ever learn about Jesus is a truth we should hold dear to our heart. But the one truth we must make preeminent is Jesus is the Son of God. The foundation of our faith in him is wrapped up in the gift of God, his Son, who came in human flesh to die on the cross for us. Then he rose from the dead and presents us faultless before the throne. Mark, Luke, and John starts their gospel account acknowledging Jesus as the Son of God. John expounded on this truth that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In verse 34 of his first chapter, he wrote, "And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God," words attributed to John the Baptist. Then, at the closing of his writings in chapter 20, he stated, "But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." When I was new in the studying of the Word, I was told and heard many people tell new believers to start reading in the book of John. I wasn't told why, just to do it. But I understand now, because John's purpose in writing this gospel was to present Jesus as the Son of God. And faith starts and ends on this truth. The devil started his attacks against Jesus with the phrase, "If you are the Son of God." At this point, Jesus had not proclaimed anything about himself, but the enemy knew it to be true that he, Jesus, was indeed the Son of God. Satan's problem was that he didn't understand why God sent his Son to the earth in the flesh. He had no idea the great plan of salvation that was carried in the bosom of the Son of God. He did, however, know it was not a good thing for him. On several occasions, as demons were about to be cast out of individuals, they referred to Jesus as the Son of God. But he would silence them because he wanted no recognition or witness from the demonic world. People who came in contact with him recognized Jesus as the Son of God. As Jesus performed miracles, he was worshiped as the Son of God. When he walked on water and told Peter to come out of the boat, and Peter also walked on water, the disciples proclaimed that truly he is the Son of God. When Jesus told Nathanael that he saw him under the tree, Nathanael declared that Jesus was the Son of God. When Jesus asked his disciples, "Who did men say that he was?" Peter said that he believed Jesus to be the Son of God. When he died on the cross and the earth responded with anguish, it was said by the centurion that he was the Son of God. More importantly, Jesus said he is the Son of God. After healing the man born blind, Jesus asked the man if he believed in the Son of God and affirmed that he indeed was the Son. Jesus said that as the Son, he must complete the works of his Father. Jesus also said that he who did not honor the Son did not honor the Father that sent him. When he raised Lazarus from the dead, he said it was done that he, the Son of God, might be glorified by it. He repeatedly called God his Father before the Sanhedrin, with many accusers throwing lies around. He said nothing, but when asked if he was the Son of God, he assented. And lastly, the most important witness is that of the Father. When God sent Michael to Mary, the angel told her that she would give birth to the Son of God. The Father said at his baptism that Jesus is his beloved Son, and he is well pleased with him. And yet again, on the Mount of Transfiguration, God called Jesus his beloved Son. His birth was a miraculous birth as he was placed in Mary's womb by the Holy Spirit. He was sent by God to save his people from their sins and to give them eternal life. He was focused on obeying his Father and doing his will. He forgave sins as his Father did. He performed mighty miracles, just like the Father. He raised the dead, just like God. His character was that of the Father, holy and without sin. He is equal with God, one with the Father. He is God. All of this is in God's word regarding Jesus, his Son. The one truth that no other religion will admit to is that Jesus is the Son of God. They will call him a prophet. They will admit that he was real and did some great things, but they fall short of acknowledging him as the Son of God. He is very much the Son of God. And because we believe, he has given us the right to become sons of God. What a privilege and honor to have God as our Father. If you have not recognized the Son of God before today, I trust that after reading this blog, you more fully see him as he is, Jesus, the beloved Son of God. And don't forget, once you believe, you are now blank, the beloved Son of God. Fill in the blank with your name. Wonderful Jesus.